This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. So whenever you hear a hospital evacuated, that is some heavy stuff. I mean, to evacuate a hospital, I don't know if you guys, you know, look at these headlines the way I do. After a while, it just seems like noise. So I'll hear this headline, you know, something happened here, something happened here, something happened here, whatever, right? And, you know, and then, but me as a doctor, I'll go, whoa. You had to evacuate a whole entire hospital? You had to move patients either outside or to another facility? What happened? Was there a shooter? No, thank God. Was there a chemical spill? No. Was there a infectious disease contamination? No. What happened at this Virginia VA hospital is there was a bad odor. And officials panicked by this odor. And local fire department hazmat team responded, evacuating the facility. People had to come under medical observation who had contact with the substance, and they finally figured out what it was. It was somebody's pee-pee. It was a urine sample. Now, the cost, not only in terms of monetary cost, but medical risks of evacuating a whole entire hospital is huge. And it's because somebody's urine stunk. And I mean, we've evacuated planes for farts. Yes, that is true. Everybody says that story isn't true. It is true. The media tried to soften it up a little bit. And they tried to soften it up and go, all right, not that bad. You know, it was a odor coming from the engine or whatever. No, somebody farted on a plane. It stunk so bad they couldn't get rid of the smell. And they had to, you know, because methane, it's not fun. So anyway, this unknown chemical odor came from urine, according to a spokesperson for the hospital, told WTKR. Spokesperson John Rogers said, we are looking into this matter, and we are concerned for our employees and veteran safety. Now, the building was given it all clear around 6:45 p.m. last night, and the building was scheduled to open again this morning for business. Now, our veterans don't need this. I mean, can we cut our veterans a break just once because somebody's pee-pee stinks? Now, what causes somebody's urine to smell? Well, there's food, vitamins, things like that. And so I just want to quickly review. You know, it's not just all about asparagus. So urine in and of itself shouldn't necessarily stink. If you're drinking plenty of water, your urine should pretty much smell like water. But if you're dehydrated, if you don't drink enough water, if you have too many of a certain substance or a chemical, it will stink. It'll have a smell. Urine will have a smell to it if you're diabetic. If you have an infection, it'll have a smell. They say bananas, salmon, turkey, and chicken can make your urine stink. Why? Because they have a lot of vitamin B6. And if you don't eat enough of it, and then all of a sudden you take in a lot, and then your body tries to dump it, it'll stink. They say taking vitamin supplements or certain medications can also have a similar effect. Especially, you know, a lot of us will take vitamins, and then our urine will turn fluorescent yellow. And we're like, oh, man, that's good. That means we're really getting in our vitamins. Well, it means your body is trying to dump the extra riboflavin or the extra vitamins that you don't need. It means you're taking too many sometimes when your urine changes color like that. And coffee, alcohol and coffee, they may give you an odor because they're diuretic. So they may kind of force you to urinate before you've done all the processing. And so sometimes also when you take a diuretic, something that makes you pee more, you start to become more dehydrated and then your urine concentrates. So alcohol will make your urine stink and so will coffee. And then, of course, asparagus. They say most people associate asparagus with foul-smelling urine, but it's a metabolite that comes from it during metabolism. So it's not actually asparagus, it's the one that's broken down. But there are some people that can't smell it. There's some people that can. So there's that, if you have a genetic tendency to be able to smell it, that's great. Broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, some of my least favorite vegetables, can also make it stink because they got the methyl mercaptan. That kind of produces a bitter odor. Curry, the cumin and coriander found in curry also keeps its smell as it goes through the kidneys, so you can get a pungent smell in urine. Puffed wheat, like what Babe Ruth used to eat, puffed wheat could make your urine smell like malt, I guess. So if your urine starts to stink, onions, absolutely, fish, I don't know. I think anything fish. And you got to be careful with fish. Because with women, if they have a fishy odor down there, they might have bacterial vaginosis. So whenever somebody says, you know what, I'm starting to smell a fishy odor, I'm like, have you eaten fish? You know, because sometimes you could just kind of, you know, elicit that. Onions, like Brussels sprouts, have the methyl mercaptan, so that can make you smelly too. Garlic, of course. You know, now garlic, helps, you know, fight inflammation. We think it helps fight cancer. Garlic is fantastic, but it's stinky. But what a lot of people also don't realize is pineapple. Pineapple can also make it stink a little bit. Maybe it's because of the high sugar content. I don't know. So what happened here? Not sure. Some people with kidney disease could have very stinky urine. But what I suggest a lot of you guys do is, if you don't mind, just take a Dixie cup, a clear one, and collect your urine today. And look at the color. And if it's not an off yellow, but it's an orange or an amber or a brownish gold, have you guys seen my hair and all the various colors that it has, right? Yeah. Okay. If your urine looks like my hair, it's bad. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I am shaking with this story. I'm sorry. This just really, really freaks me out. There's a healthcare worker who was suspected of possibly killing over 1,000 people in Texas and is currently being charged with smothering them with a pillow. Billy Chemirmir, 46 years old, worked as a home health care aide, was initially charged in 2018 with the murder of 81-year-old Lou Ty Harris. This week, he was indicted on 6 more murder charges. Now, according to Dallas News, I know this really freaks me out because you know how many different people we allow into our elderly parents' home or into our home? And, well, they're a healthcare worker, so health aide, so we should be good. Think again. According to Dallas News, Chemirmir, has now been charged with killing Phyllis Payne, 91 years old. May 14, 2016, Phoebe Perry, 94 years old. June 5, 2016, 85-year-old Norma French on October 8, 2016. Doris Gleason, 92 years old. In October 2016, Rosemary Curtis, 76 years old, 2018, and Mary Brooks, whose age we don't have, January 2018, has also been charged with five other murders, but their identities have not been released. And three counts of attempted murder. He's right now being held in Dallas County Jail on $9 million bond. I am blown away that this happened. Now, they say that he worked as a nurse in his native Kenya and is at the center of this investigation now that expands to 1,000 unexplained deaths in Texas, according to KRLD and Daily Mail. So he was arrested in March 2017 for allegedly smothering Harris with her pillow and stealing her jewelry box. Police have been watching him in relation to another woman, 91 years old, who he had allegedly tried to smother also in the same fashion and then robbed. At the time, officers observed Chemirmir putting something in a dumpster at his apartment before executing an arrest warrant. And inside the dumpster, they found a box of jewelry inside and a piece of paper that they were able to link to a woman in Dallas. So they contacted local police to do a welfare check, and officers found her dead inside. So, some of you are like, whoa. How could 1,000 people die and nobody, finds who did it? Well, when you have a 97-year-old who is dead in their bed, the average family member or a paramedic will think that they died in their sleep. Now, there are signs of suffocation. We could see retinal hemorrhages. There's physical signs, edema, swelling, in the respiratory passages. If we examine them, we can find evidence. But many people, they die in their sleep. Starts to kind of make you wonder how many people lost their spouse and said, I woke up and they were dead. And then you're like, did you do it? And it's a shame. I mean, my father died first thing in the morning, but my mom said they actually had a conversation. He was standing up when he fell and died. So they were out of bed, and I wouldn't even want to know. Yeah, I wouldn't even want to know if that happened. That's hard to say. But, if he really was involved with these, again, we don't have proof yet, but he's now being investigated into that. Now, unfortunately, if many of them are already buried, you can't exhume them. I mean, you can, I guess, but if the family may not want that. But the family may want to know if they were murdered or not. So apparently in March 2018, this nursing aide allegedly stormed into a 91-year-old woman's home and told her, go to bed and don't fight me. After her face was covered with a pillow, she lost consciousness. Luckily, she was later revived. Yeah, I know. I always tell myself I'd play dead. If somebody when you watch the movies and somebody's strangling somebody else, like Inglourious Basterds, I would like pretend like I'm dead. But here's why you can't. Okay, after you fight, your respiratory rate is up, your heart rate's up. So to just go and hold your breath, and you're even shaking. It's really hard to play dead in the middle of a choking. I would try it still, because I would want them to, maybe loosen their grip, but best thing to do is just kind of Krav Maga their butts, but that's a different talk for a different day. So anyway, she actually lost consciousness, but luckily she was still alive. And then she found that the attacker had stolen jewelry. Chemirmir was named a suspect after his car was seen on CCTV leaving the scene, and it was just one day after the attempted murder of a woman in Collins County. So he's now being investigated for 1,000 unsolved deaths or attacks. So, so much I want to bring up here. First, I'll be honest with you guys. I don't really have jewelry of worth. I might have a couple pieces that were from my family. You know, like when they escaped the Holocaust. But my family's always been poor. So it's not fancy jewelry by any means. I mean, I have it more as an heirloom as opposed to there being some value, you know, to what it is. But a lot of us women in this day and age, I mean, unless I'm wrong, but I don't own diamond earrings. I don't own anything with, I don't. I mean, I love costume jewelry. We don't call it costume jewelry. We just call it jewelry now. But I like the big necklaces and the long earrings, and I, you know, you get them for $5, $10, $15. And so, you know, I'm advertising that. I'm you know, being very open with that because I don't want someone to break into my house thinking they're going to find jewelry. And you always see me with, you know, my, you know, online Charming Charlie's or Target or whatever. Target has some great jewelry. It accessorizes. I use it more as an accessory than jewelry. Now, old school, older generations, jewelry was important. It was a sign of love. It would be a gift. It would be a, you know, I got a necklace from a boyfriend once. You know, I wore that all the time until, you know, we weren't boyfriend girlfriend anymore. So, you know, jewelry had a lot of meaning. But for a lot of us, you know, now in this generation, we're just kind of wearing jewelry to wear it. Or we wear religious jewelry. You know, and you don't want anybody stealing that because that has a lot of, you know, meaning to you, but not very expensive, a lot of it, right? So, you know, and so one is you don't want to be a target. Unfortunately, people know that a lot of older women have pearls and opals and, you know, diamonds and things like that. And they have jewelry boxes. See, I don't have a jewelry box. I have jewelry, like, you know, sprinkled in the makeup drawer and things like that. I mean, it's like, why? Because it's not fancy. I don't really see. I have actually plastic bags. You know, the best thing to do is put each necklace, because my necklaces get all tangled, in plastic bags. But what really bothers me about this is every now and then we hear of stories of an employee that hurts their patients or hurts their coworkers. And I'm wondering if we really need to do more, and I know this is going to sound worse than what I'm trying to express, but do we need to kind of evaluate employees' happiness, so to speak, and satisfaction? Because when an employee is unhappy, they might do bad things. I mean, but if you love your job and you want to do good with your job and you want to keep your job, you're probably not going to steal or try to kill the clients. And we don't have the time or money to psychoanalyze and test every worker. But with something like this, especially with healthcare, if you have vulnerable populations, and I think, you know, a lot of school districts screen teachers, when you have vulnerable populations, or they do background checks, etc., you might have to. And if you detect that your employee is unhappy, ask what would make them happy. You know, what is it? And, you know, you have some people out there, they'll just never be happy. If they'll never be happy, that might not be the best employee. But if you have an employee that really thinks they're underpaid, and they are, don't underpay them. I'm not saying they're going to turn out to be a murderer or whatever. But I think a lot of employers out there, and I'm not saying that's what this is, but moving forward, you know, a lot of employers don't really give a damn about what their employees think. And a disgruntled employee could do a lot of damage. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has a message for everyone regarding President Trump's new immigration plan.
But this plan is focused on a different part of fixing the immigration system, and we'd like for people to not reject it before they even sit down and really learn about it.
President Trump is set to lay out his immigration plan at the White House just after 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-essential American personnel in Iraq are heading home after the Defense Department warned of a possible threat from Iranian-backed forces. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News about the increased tensions between the United States and Iran.
The president shot down the idea we're going to deploy 120,000 people. But removing personnel from embassies and consulates is clearly a serious move by the State Department. They feel the threat.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, parents as well as adults who don't have kids want to do more medicine on their own. They are sick and tired of us doctors holding medicines hostage, holding your prescriptions hostage, birth control hostage, your antibiotics hostage. And you guys are mad because you want to be able to do it yourself. And I don't blame you. Okay, I'm a doctor, but when I kind of step on the other side of the aisle as a patient, it does stink to have to. I mean, I know what I need, and I have to go to a doctor and go through the motion to, you know, and go through the expense to get a prescription that I know will work for me. And I am seeing huge frustration from people. Huge frustration. Now, then why don't we just let everybody you know, why aren't antibiotics over the counter? Why don't we just let people have access to the medications? Well, because that could be a complete mess. Okay, if you have Viagra over the counter and somebody doesn't realize that, you know, their nitroglycerin can cause them to have a deadly reaction with it, then they could die. Or if somebody is, let's say, allergic to sulfa, because their mom always told them as a kid, and then they go and, you know, grab some Bactrim, or if someone was told they were allergic to penicillin, and then they decide to grab amoxicillin and not realize that that could have the same allergy, there could be an issue. And because antibiotics, right, could breed bacterial resistance and superbugs and all that, there does have to be a gatekeeper. But society is not tolerating that much. And I foresee there's going to probably be a little bit of a revolution. And I think the government will allow it. Maybe not the Trump administration, but a liberal administration may allow it. Because as we go socialized, even though we're trying to fight it tooth and nail, we're going to go socialized. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because people are asking. People are so desperate now because, you know, Obamacare killed our healthcare system. We have the crappiest insurance premiums, insurance rates, deductibles. People are going to be like, to heck with that. I don't care if I'm Republican or Democrat, whatever. I just want health insurance, and I want healthcare now. So it's going to happen. People are going to demand it. But the government is going to find out that, whoa, we actually can't pay for it. This is really expensive. And if going to the doctor costs the insurance company $50 or $45 every time somebody goes to the doctor, imagine if that person can get their antibiotics over the counter. It will save trillions. So I predict that as we move towards that socialized system, the government is going to ease up on what you have access to. Now, some of you may say, well, that's exactly what we want. Well, it's like leading, you know, the sheep to slaughter. Be careful with what you ask for. If everybody has access to the penicillin or the Z-Packs or whatever, even more so, then in a couple years' time, you'll notice that Z-Pack isn't really cutting it anymore. And as a doctor, I don't want that to happen. Trust me, I want you guys to have access. But I do not want the Z-Pack to be worthless. From what I'm understanding, the CDC has been asking telemedicine companies to, you know, try to talk to their doctors about not overwriting the Z-Pack or writing it at all, because we need to save it for the super gonorrhea. So then what the government may start to then do is restrict which antibiotics can be out there. Problem is, any antibiotic could breed resistance. Now, the older generation isn't as complaining as the younger generation. See, the younger generation is smart. These millennials are the smartest generation yet. I know a lot of you guys disagree with me, but I am in love with the millennials because I think they have it really, really tough, and I have so many people close to me that are millennial. But this is why they are smart, and also why Trump probably got voted in when all of us for decades never thought somebody like Trump could ever make it into the White House. Because millennials are more practical. They have a more practical approach. I'm not saying millennials all voted for Trump. A lot of them like Bernie Sanders. A lot of them like Clinton, whatever. But the idea of, okay, wait a second, don't give me any more BS. Just tell me like it is. All right, don't tax me on this. I don't, you know, try to say something A is B when it's actually C. I'm too smart for that because I have access to the internet. I don't have to, you know, take a bus to the library now. I can educate myself on stuff, and they are. They're probably one of the most highly educated, maybe not in terms of degrees and PhDs, but one of the most highly referenced group of individuals. Now, whether you debate whether they're reading fake news or not, it's a whole other story. But they research. So now you have a lot of younger people, because I noticed, boy, do a lot of the younger people get mad, especially on telemedicine. And they're like, why do I have to spend the money to go to a doctor for an antibiotic for my sinus infection when I know it's a sinus infection? Don't be wasting my money. And remember, the millennials spent a good part of their life, about a third of their life, in a recession. Maybe a quarter of their life in a recession. So they don't want to waste the money. So if there's something that they could do themselves and save hundreds of dollars and save time and not call out of work, they're going to want to do it. Now, in the news, there's a new sort of technology where you could use your smartphone to figure out if your kid has an ear infection. Our smartphones are later going to be our medical devices. We're going to be able to pee on them and tell us if we're pregnant. I mean, there's going to be little ports where we could check our blood sugar. We could check our urine. It'll analyze stuff on these test strips. Well, now, Dr. Sharat Raju from the University of Washington has developed like an app, smartphone app, that'll help parents figure out if there's fluid buildup behind the eardrum of a child. As you know, ear infections are one of the most common reasons for pediatrician visits. There might not even be an infection, but there could be fluid buildup behind the ear. It could be painful, affect speech. And so usually we as doctors have to look in the ear, examine the ear, and then we use air to, how do I explain this? We'll push some air into it and see how it vibrates, or if it vibrates, there's no fluid behind it. If it doesn't vibrate, then we know there's fluid or pressure. And a team of engineers and doctors at the University of Washington developed a simple smartphone approach for acoustic testing. They cut a piece of paper, folded in a funnel shape, and then taped it around the phone's microphone and speakers. Aim the funnel at the ear canal to focus sound, and then an experimental app beams in bird-like chirps at a specific frequency. The microphone detects sound waves bouncing off the eardrum. So then the app analyzes those sound waves bouncing back, that echo, and then they could basically rate what a healthy eardrum would sound, or if you had pus or fluid behind the ear that, you know, affected its mobility, what that would look like. So all in all, what they've done after they tested on this and they found that it worked is they could actually now, by using a smartphone, of course we're going to have to come up with the apparatus to attach to it, figure out if somebody has fluid in the back of the eardrum. Now, the problem is what if you're hitting the wall? So, you know, they got to account for that. Because, you know, if you don't straighten out the ear canal. But a lot of these kids, they got short ear canals. You can very easily aim it at the eardrum. Pretty cool stuff, but we're going to be doing a lot more by ourselves. 1-877-DOC-LA.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, you're not going to like this one, but we got to talk about it. Men do have biological clocks, and they do tick. They say first-time fathers in their 40s are less fertile, their partners may actually suffer more complications, and their babies may have poor health. This is a study coming out of Rutgers. And they say babies of older fathers are more likely to arrive prematurely or be stillborn. So they want men, we're talking not the mom, they want the men to be under 35 when they start having a family. Study by Rutgers University is the latest in a growing field that suggests men like women may have a ticking biological clock. Reviewing 40 years of research, the team found that men over 45 are less fertile. Women may have preeclampsia, which is pregnancy-related hypertension. They may have gestational diabetes and preterm birth, even if the mommies are younger. They say also a lot of these babies may have poor overall health, low birth weight, may suffer seizures, heart disease, birth defects, or get cancer or autism. They don't know what it is. It might have to do with the drops in testosterone. Maybe earlier conception or banking sperm to use later could reduce the health risks, where you take your younger sperm, put it in a bank. I don't know, Bank of America, but like a sperm bank, and use that rather than your older sperm. Now, according to Gloria Bachman, director of the Women's Health Institute at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School, she says, while it's widely accepted that physiological changes that occur in women after 35 can affect conception, pregnancy, and the health of a child, most men do not realize their advanced age could have a similar impact. Now, women are considered geriatric if they give birth after 35. Studies suggest that by our late 30s, a woman's at higher risk for pregnancy complications like stillbirth, preterm birth, and more. But men, not a lot of standards. Now, why? Let's take a look at some of these dads and how old they were. You know, we talk about Charlie Chaplin, who was 73 years old when he fathered a kid in 1962, but he's not the oldest. Oh, Mick Jagger's on this list. Mick Jagger was in his 70s. He was 73 years old when he fathered a baby with Melanie Hamrick. Now, this is according to Wikipedia. But the oldest father known was 102 years old. Well, this is interesting. They say James Smith, back in 1951, was 102 years old and was the oldest known father, being 101 years old when his twin daughters were born in 1949. But they say Ramjeet Raghav became the world's oldest father when he was 94 years old, when he fathered a child in 2010. But it looks like James Smith beats him. So that's a 96-year-old man who fathered a child. We had a 102-year-old man when his twin daughters were born. Maybe the reason why they have Ramjeet as the number one is because maybe James wasn't the real father. I don't know. That's interesting. Not too sure. But they were his. Somebody in the 1930s had a baby who was 94 years old. This year, a 93-year-old man in Italy gave birth. We don't have the name, but that was February 14th. Became a father. Les Colley, back in 1992, was almost 93 years old when his 38-year-old wife had his baby. Nanu Ram Jogi was 90 years old. Julio Iglesias Sr., 90 years old when Ronna Keith, his 42-year-old wife, had a baby. Really? Julio Iglesias Sr., I had no idea, was 90. Wow. Yeah. Oh, he's the father of singer Julio Iglesias and then Julio Iglesias Jr. Okay, so he's not the Julio Iglesias. So I'm like, I didn't think Julio Iglesias was that old. Okay, good. A lot of men here, 90 years old, 89, 89. Tony Randall. Yeah, Tony Randall from The Odd Couple was 78 years old when in 1997 he and his 28-year-old wife had a baby. So it was the year before he died. Frank Stallone, who's the brother of, I think he's the brother of Sylvester Stallone, right? Or no? Not too sure. But 77 years old with his 30-year-old wife. Oh, no, he's the father of Sylvester Stallone and Frank Stallone Jr. So Sylvester Stallone had a brother born to a 77-year-old dad. It's pretty interesting here. Charlie Chaplin was 73 years old when Una O'Neill, his 37-year-old wife, had a baby in Switzerland. Mick Jagger was 73. Strom Thurmond was 73 years old when his 30-year-old wife had a baby. Rupert Murdoch, 72 years old when Wendy, his wife, had a baby. Wow. So Yasser Arafat was 65 when his wife had a baby. So, all right, so, you know, older men father children. So the question people have is, do you have to get your first one out before 35? Because with women, that's something we've noticed. If a woman has her first baby over 35, there seems to be more issues than if she had her fourth child over age 35. You know, so, and, you know, to me that logically, biologically doesn't, you know, doesn't fit. Because you have an egg, so let's say with me, I had my first baby when I was 28, and then I was 30 for the next one. And those eggs had been with me since I was a fetus. So if I shoot out another egg when I'm 37, which, by the way, is long past, okay? You'd think, you know, there shouldn't be anything wrong with the egg. But maybe what it is if your body was already primed for childbirth, went through all the hormone changes, etc., maybe the carrying of a later child is a lot easier than you, for the first time, having to stretch out the uterus, stretch out the pelvis, deal with all the bodily changes. That, to me, would make sense. Because I got to tell you, the second time I was pregnant, in 2 days, my body already started the changing. You know, I mean, my hips widened. I felt them widen. And I'm like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't even eat today yet. And it was the relaxin hormones starting to relax some of the cartilage and start to, it's like my body was like, okay, here comes another one. We all know the drill. You know, and so with men, you know, so men do have a biological clock. So, you know, what's going on here? Why are 97-year-old men having babies? What's going on? Well, a few things. One is, if you do marry young, a younger woman, and she's in her 20s, and she married you, just because you might have lived, you know, and fathered children and whatever, doesn't mean that, you know, they want a baby with you. A lot of people have wanted Mick Jagger's baby. Not exactly sure why, but, you know. Number two is, you know, a lot of women want a piece of dad, you know, forever. It's amazing how my kids have so much of their dad. I mean, you know, it'd be like, duh. But it's really good to see. You know, you want your loved ones living on in your kids. I see my dad in my kids. And it's spooky when I see that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's something my father would say. What made you decide to say that? You know, genes just blow me away. It is amazing, the genetic material that comes out. It's amazing. And whether it's a look, whether it's a laugh, whether it's a sense of humor, whether it's something that somebody would say, you know, and my kids didn't really grow up around my dad because my dad died before the, you know, so, yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with older men having babies. I could see why. But just realize your clock is ticking just like us. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks.
Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.